We're going to do a recap, and just so you know, Akeisha's doing a recap, a special voice that'll go out at 5 o'clock today, and it will have additional information about things that we have at the trip. And we are, just so you know, we've had a lot of people say, please, please, please let us have Dr. Wisco's presentation. So we're going to go through the presentation, make sure anything that's non-compliant, you won't even know we took it out, because Joe is a really good editor, and we will get that to a point that's shareable, and then we'll put it on a special broadcast so that you guys can have access to that again, because I know lots of people really, really enjoyed his talk. We'll do the same thing with Dr. Erica with some of the things that she talked about, so that, you know, you guys can keep reliving this. But the key here is, you know, helping this help you build your business, and so we're really excited about that. So we'll give you all kinds of good, solid recap information as soon as we can. But we just wanted to kind of cover a little bit about it. And so I'm not going to put this on mute like I don't on Mondays anymore. But here's my question. What did you guys think of the fly-in? Let me put it different, because I know you all loved it. Just what was your most favorite thing that you took home? What did you intend to learn, and what did you take home? Anybody?
Hello, this is Cindy.
Hey.
I learned that I cannot keep putting things off when it comes to myself, that I listened to Erica and Dr. Wisco about how important it is to eliminate things that are making you larger than life, and also that bring you down, and also the fact that we have such amazing products that I could not shut up all the way home. Mike kept saying, I said, do you have your list ready? And he goes, okay, I'm going to get my 20. He goes, I don't know if they'll do all that other stuff, but he goes, I'll get my list. So that in itself, for him to be able to partake in that, you guys, was absolutely amazing, because he will help me and I will help him.
Oh, that's awesome. Really, really good.
I wanted to be a better listener. And what I learned while listening was that our amazing products, the Fuel Pack especially, can help you with brain health, and that is super exciting. Loved it, Dr. Wisco.
Very good. Awesome. Anybody else?
A little bit on the same course as Liz, other than what I heard him say that I loved was, in order to have good brain health, you have to have good gut health. And in order to have good gut health, you have to have good brain health. And so it all starts in what we're eating, right? And Thrive is the magic potion.
Love it. And Stride and Force also augment that, don't they?
Absolutely.
Okay. What else? Anybody else? Okay. How about, did anybody, go? Somebody?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, when we did the interaction and you took the time out and had us, like, pair up with people, yeah, we hear people on the calls every morning and that, but when you separated us away from, like, our own little groups, and then we got to form, I so enjoyed getting to know Pam a little bit better, and I took away with that, and on our way home, I've had the guts to actually form people and try to kind of narrow it in or reel it in or whatever you call it, and been able to pick up some prospects along the way home, so that's what I got out of it. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and the last count I heard, she's got 3 new prospects. So that's really good. Congratulations. 4 now and counting. So there you go. That's awesome. How about we announced a trip?
Surf or tail? I'm going to say surf. I want to go surfing.
So we announced a trip. For those of you who weren't here, we announced a trip. We're calling it Surf or Turf. And those who earn the trip or points towards the trip, or actually it's travel dollars toward the trip, will be able to make the vote on where we go. And so we're excited about that. And so we're calling it Never Gonna Not Go, right? You guys excited about that?
Yep.
Yes,
very excited.
You know, Steve opened up the event, and one of the things I loved, I loved his whole opening, But one of the things I really loved was the song that he played from Fleetwood Mac. Do you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And the words, it's Don't Stop. And it's, if you wake up and don't want to smile, if it takes just a little while, open your eyes and look at the day, you'll see the things in a different way. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop. It'll soon be here. It'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. Why not think about times to come? And I love that, guys, because I feel like you, this fly-in was a turning point. And yesterday's gone. 2-year winter is gone. Old ways are gone. And we get to break out of the gates and do things that are beyond what we thought possible. And so I loved his opening on that. Anything else you guys can remember from Steve's that you liked? Any quotes that he had? He had some great quotes.
That was one of the super parts when Steve was slamming us over the head. I really appreciate that. And just the true opportunity that we really have and just cementing that. And we have something super duper special. I've always believed that. But for whatever reason, when he was hitting me, he actually hit me. Thank you.
Well, and it was fun to see.
The reminder, 3 out of 10 will get you into the Hall of Fame.
Amen, sister. That's true.
The Hall of Fame.
That's really true. You know, Dr. Erica talked about walking the talk, right? And she talked about, you know, What the Health was the name of her talk on Friday. And, you know, she talked about all the things that can motivate you. She gave 10 things, you know, living a more active lifestyle, getting to and maintaining a healthy weight, eating more nutrient-dense foods, not just dense foods, which is, you know, those are the comfort foods, right? Eat less sugar, drink less soda, and, of course, so many of us piped up about Skinny Sticks, and Skinny Sticks really is a soda habit breaker, and we've seen that within our own family. We've seen it with our friends, and it is really true. What are we doing to reduce our stress and adequate sleep? Things like Lunagen and Thrive, obviously. And getting regular checkups with your doctor, maintaining your connections with other people, which is what we're all about, guys, is getting those connections built and helping people get what they really want. It's basically investing in your health with Limitless. And so that was a great conversation, and many of you participated in that, and I thought that was really great. But my favorite thing from her was walk the talk. No matter what level that might be, right, because we're all at different levels of, you know, finding our Limitless and walking the talk, but I thought that was really excellent. Anyone have some comments on that?
I love that she said.
Liz first, and then whoever.
I'm sorry, this is Barb.
Oh, Barb. Hey, Barb.
Yeah, I took a lot of notes during that because that was really key to several people I know that I can kind of go over some of those points with them because I think it's really important. All of the 10 points were great.
Awesome. Love it. And it was great to have you. And just everybody, let's give Barb a round of applause because she brought her niece with her as a guest, and her niece signed up as a distributor during the event. So congratulations, Barb.
I was thrilled.
That was really great. And it's really proof, and Barb knows this. She definitely knows the value of this. It's proof that, you know, letting the tools, letting events, all of that can do a far more effective job in telling our story and showing people, even right down to that one thing, guys, that shows people what we are about. And if it's not coming from you personally, but it's showing the tools, then that person can get the feeling that we're trying to convey, and they're going to believe that they can go do that because all they have to do is introduce someone to the same tool or get them to an event or whatever it may be. So that's really great. Congratulations, Barb. And Liz, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I'll just be quick. I loved something that Erica said, and I think that we can all be really guilty of, is that sometimes we're just so busy and going throughout our days and we're grabbing unhealthy snacks. And probably the best thing, again, is just, you know, if you're prepared, you're not scared. Well, preparing your food, too, so you're choosing bad things. And we learned so much about, as Pam said, gut health and the the Western diet that is causing us so many difficult problems, that if we prepare those healthy snacks when that time comes that we're hungry, if we need something, we have something healthy on hand. So to prepare in advance with something really impactful, that just a good reminder that Erica not only showed us, but really taught us.
And another thing, you guys, about the dinner, I think that was absolutely amazing. One of the funnest events that I've done on a Nights on Broadway is that it really opened up our eyes, too, to how, you know, all I remember Mike saying was, oh, my gosh, is that going to be enough dressing for all of us? Because we get so used to really just putting too much stuff on. And that he came home and he made a list of all the herbs, new herbs and lettuce he was going to grow in our new in our garden that he's doing this week. So that was fun, and he got to participate. And he says, "Okay, from now on, I'll make the dressing."
And I was just going to say the one thing I thought the whole time I was sitting in that fly-in, because Dr. Erica and Dr. Wisco, it was like a 1-2 slam punch. They were both integrated, even though Erica spoke on Friday and Dr. Wisco hadn't seen what she was going to talk about. They were combined, and I sat there thinking, how could anybody in the on the planet sit in this meeting and not want to run home and take our products? You know, because they just did such a great job of validating how great our products are from a health standpoint to make your body better. To me, you know, that's why I say we never go to sleep at night worried about what our products can do. So now, really, that, to Andy's point, that kind of puts the pressure on us as distributors to go out and share what we know is already true so we can get other people as excited as we are. I just love that by those two guys. They were amazing.
And Steve has been mentioning since day one about the Eric Worre's point in GoPro is events, events, events. So if we could just get people there, I think that makes a big difference.
Thank you, Barb.
That's very true.
Right.
And she's got the proof, guys. She's got the proof. You know, Akeisha, I thought, gave an excellent talk as well. She talked about availability versus just ability, and the importance of being, you know, consistent, be present, and be ready. And I know a lot of you really like some of the things that she resonated. She talked about that with your health. She talked about it with your relationships, and she talked about it with your limitless business. Any takeaways that stuck with you guys?
I think it's so important is that when she talked about being present, guys, I think over the last few years, you know, it's been really hard because we've been, you know, separated and we have been unpresent or distracted by a lot of things and present. And when you're having a conversation with somebody, they really need to feel heard. And that was something that I loved about, she just did such a great job. But being present, I think, is such an important part of everything that we do, listening and then helping that individual to truly get what they want, jotting those quick notes down about what they told us so that we can revisit that next time so they truly feel heard and valued and validated, and then just directing them and helping them get that thing that they want and living a limitless life. And I thought Akeisha just hit really well on those points.
To Eric Worre's point that Barb brought up, you know, he nailed it when he said there is something to be able to get away and get away from your distractions and be totally focused with people that are like-minded. And that's exactly what happened. You know, we were all on the same page. We're all paddling in the same direction. And Liz, I love that because you're right. We have been distracted for the last 3 years. You know, and now it's time. We're out of the fog, so to speak, and we're pretty clear-eyed right now. So I love that. That was a good point, Barb.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say from the Akeisha standpoint, when she says being available is one of my strongest strengths. Is I've always been known to be on ready to go. And if you have that trait about you, you'll be used. You'll find opportunity. There's things to do, and the opportunities come. I think that was huge when she said that. I was just like, oh, that's it. That's kind of been my stupid secret all my life, being available.
I love that, Andy. I love that so much. Well, you know, as go ahead.
The other thing that I got from Akeisha was that when she was talking about when she got hurt and her partner, her two-year partner, made a choice to choose somebody else to work with, and that because Akeisha was not in that give-up kind of stage, that no matter what, she was going to make it happen. She just found somebody else to work with because she wasn't going to give up on her dream, but she also, you know, really wanted to stay focused. And even when you get hurt, and I know that, you know, that you just can't make excuses. You find other ways to get your body and your health back in order. And I think that was the biggest takeaway that I had from Akeisha was that, hey, you know what, we just move on and we find somebody else to work with. And no matter what, you know, if you just, she would have just gave up and she said, I don't have anybody else to work with, you know, that would have been a detriment to herself, but she didn't. And now she has a new friend, and that was awesome.
Yeah, next.
And yeah, exactly, because it's not just hurt physically, right? Oftentimes this business, there's a lot of no's. And we can take those no's personally, or we can take it as that we absolutely know where that person's coming from, and we can continue to form and follow up with them and find our limitless family that's ready as we are all ready to move forward with our business. You know, just to kind of start wrapping it up just a little bit, you know, one of the things I talked about is, guys, we have a window of opportunity. Again, as I mentioned over and over again, as we come out of this what I call two-year winter, some people call it a little further down than that, like a two-year hell, but there is a window of opportunity. And as we are all feeling it, if we are all feeling coming out of this and coming together and how refreshing and healing and wonderful it is to be together, tells you that there is a window of opportunity out there, that there are lots of people, and we know this from survey, all kinds of stuff that's being done that give us the clues that people want to be healthier and they want to be wealthier, and there's all kinds of proof parading in front of us that we have an opportunity, but we're not the only ones that are going to see that opportunity. We're not the only company that's going to say we have solutions, even though ours is by far the best solutions for both health and wealth. But that window is open. And so we get to jump on the train tracks and not get run over by the train, but take advantage of the opportunity and use Limitless as our dream mentor. Find out what it is you really want, guys, and let Limitless give you the personal growth to go get what it is you want. Not only your dreams outside of Limitless, but the things that Limitless will give you, the time freedom and the independent income that it'll give you to do those things that you seek personally in your life, but all the people's lives that you will change inside of Limitless from the fantastic products that we have. You know, Dr. Wisco stayed after and filmed, and one of the things that really struck me is, and it's very true, we make lifestyle changes easy. That's what we do. We help people get their lifestyle changes, and it's easy to do. But we have to identify the important act and act with a sense of urgency, because either you're going to have a sense of urgency today or you're going to regret, have a sense of regret tomorrow. And I think that's the final piece I want to leave you guys with today, is that if you don't make dust, you eat dust. And, you know, we are in the last week of the month, and we have a chance right now to give ourselves a shot in the arm with a sense of urgency, that that we can be like it was when you very first enrolled as a distributor, no matter when that was, and your enthusiasm plus the amazing opportunity that we have at Limitless caused you to talk to everyone you know, and you didn't know all the right things to say. You were brand new, but they knew they didn't want to miss out on whatever it was that you caught the vision of, and you have a chance to say, I just got back from Salt Lake City, and you need to take a look at what we're doing, and let's get more of those that one thing and demonstrators under our belt. Let's find that duplication that starts going, because guys, in a matter of a week or 30 days or 6 months, we can actually see the fruits of our labors and change a lot more lives than we already have under our belt. Steve, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, guys, except for those of you that made the sacrifice financially or time-wise driving, I appreciate the fact that you made the most fun of it that you could in driving 15, 16 hours or flying across the country from North Carolina or Minnesota or Texas or wherever. We recognize the sacrifice of you guys to be here. You wouldn't be here if you didn't believe it. And we appreciate that. And then we recognize that there are a lot of distributors out there who just weren't in a position to be able to come in. And they participate on the calls every day and have other obligations with family and stuff, people like Russ, for example. And we just want you all to know, regardless, you're our family, we love you, we care about you, and thank you for your sacrifice on your end to make it what it was. I think they're getting better, guys, but if we don't damn double it, I'm going to be mad.
That's good. I love damn double. Let's go damn double.
Damn double it. That's a good one.
Time to damn double.
Damn double.
All right. Well, guys, thank you. We'll be reviewing this over and over and over again. But take those principles. And I guess the last piece, before I end, I do want to ask one question. We did a little bit different format on this fly-in. We did do the breakout sessions. We had a workbook. And we broke things down into smaller bite-sized pieces. How did you guys like that format?
That was the best. You sit it out.
I loved it. I love the breakouts.
All right. Very good.
Sorry.
We'll keep...
I loved it. I thought the breakouts were awesome, guys. I loved, as Sarah said, and just giving the opportunity to meet people and really get to know them. And I love that you put us with people that we didn't know. And yet, even though they were people, you know, that Linda's on my team, it was really fun to take that time. So I think the breakouts were awesome.
All right, guys. Well, let's go. We've got till Saturday midnight mountain time. Let's go share what we're feeling right now. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.